Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. There's nothing eBay sellers love more than a profitable niche, and Glenn Zuber Jr. is known on YouTube as Hustler Hacks and on eBay as GCustoms41. That's all one word. And he's here now to share his strategies for maximizing profits on athletic shoes and apparel. Glenn, let's start with your listing title. You have something called Money Words. What are these?
I like to just go into extreme detail with the title, especially with sneakers. I start off with the condition, then I go into brand, model, colorway, gender, and size. So, for example, if I wanted to go to condition, I would go NWB, newest box, and then the brand, Nike. Model, let's say Kobe AD is the model of the shoe. And then colorway is a flip the switch for that example. Gender, I go with men's, women's, or youth. And size 11, 10 and a half, 12, et cetera. So that's kind of like what I like to do for the title.
So do you tend to use all the words you can?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. What about photos?
Photos, I want to use 10 to 12 photos. Really want to max out. I want to show the bottom of the shoe, the toe box, all sides possible. But I think the most important picture is the inside tag. If you have, sneakerheads that are really into your shoe and they really want to purchase that shoe, they want to make sure they have an authentic product. And the inside tag, Nike, Adidas, these brands can definitely show that just from that one photo.
I always like to see the tag, don't you, Griff? He's absolutely right.
Yeah. I sell shoes, but I always make sure I show that tag. That's important information. So how do you describe condition?
There's four different conditions you can do for shoes. So brand new with the box, which, if you find them maybe at an outlet store, things like that, the box top might be missing. If that's the case, don't list them as brand new with the box. They have to be complete with the top and of course the bottom with the tag showing. The next one could be brand new without the box, never used, never worn. That's when you bought them. You can list them as that. Brand new with defects. Now, with Nike, they'll have a B-grade stamp on that inside tag, and that will let them know that there is some sort of defect with the shoe. Some are obvious, some are not, but you can list that on there with your listing. And, of course, pre-owned, you just make sure you have the full description on, how maybe they have some signs of usage and some marks and things like that. So those are the four for the conditions.
I see a lot of people who do not include measurements when they sell clothing. Do you believe in including measurements?
Measurements will definitely save some time when it comes to questions coming in. People that are looking at your clothing can look at their clothes that they have already in their closet and check out the measurements. So I always like to include the measurements. Really helps out. Also, less returns as well. If they see the measurements already on there, they can go back and see. But that really helps out for clothing.
What listing format do you prefer, auction or fixed price?
I always go with fixed price. Buy it now with best offer, a little bit better on the search results. And also you can just let the buyer know you're willing to negotiate on some of the deals. And sometimes if you're selling athletic shoes for youth, parents have a big game coming up for their kids. They want to make sure they can get it now. So I think that also helps. And of course, one day shipping and try to get things out quicker. One day handling time, you can get those shoes out.
Do you offer free shipping?
I do. I like the free shipping, especially when I'm buying on eBay. I think it's just so much easier to say or to look at it and like, here you go. Here's what the final price is going to be. But it's not a must. But personally, I do on my store. I offer free shipping.
I'm a busy person. I'm with you. I'll tell you because I'm a busy person. And when I'm looking for something on eBay or anywhere, I want to know exactly what I'm going to pay without having to add anything up in my brain. My brain is losing it anyway. I just like to know the price. Just give me the price, including shipping, and I'm happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, and some people are just getting a little stubborn about this. I don't know why. Do you offer free shipping on everything you sell?
Every item that I sell. And I also have the shipping, you know, price included in my price, so I know how much, you know, the profit margins are going to be. But I think it's just so much easier for the customer.
I agree. Mm,
yeah, I do too. That's the whole point, right, is to keep it easy for the customer because they can always go someplace else. If your listing is too difficult, just go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's your handling time and return policy?
I do a one-day handling time. I really want to get out the product that same day, maybe the next day if possible, but also 30-day returns, try to ship them quick. And the return policy, I mean, if you go and you shop somewhere, you know, at a store, everyone has a return policy. I think that's just part of business. And not having a return policy, you could really just lure away customers. It's like, on the returns, and but it really helps out again the customer in the price wise with the free shipping, and then now with the returns. Sometimes shoes just don't fit, and that's what happens. You know, they could return them and get their money back, and then of course another buyer will come down the road.
So yeah. You sell a lot of things, items needed for sports.
Yes, a lot of like athletic shoes, cleats, football, and soccer.
So people are in a rush to get those sometimes, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. They have a big game coming up and then they'll want the shoes as soon as possible.
We are speaking with Glenn Zubia Jr., who's known on YouTube as Hustler Hacks and on mm-hmm. eBay as G Customs 41. What do you do on Hustler Hacks show?
I like to just give people tips on reselling when it comes to eBay, especially just kind of narrowing down that sports and athletic shoe niche. So I'll have like different hauls, live videos and different finds of the week and things like that.
Any bonus tips for us today, Glenn?
I'll probably say when it comes to athletic shoes, slowly ease yourself into it. It's, I guess it's a very profitable niche, but also if you don't know what you're doing, you can kind of get stuck, with different pairs and random questions. So I think feedback is also key. Build up the feedback. You're a trusted seller, and I think you can really get some more customers once you really have a solid feedback.
Do you sell on eBay full time?
Yes, I do.
What were you doing before?
I was a graphic designer at the university I graduated in, so I was doing that full time, and then I started to pay off my student loans with the money I was making on eBay, and then that money overtook the salary money, so I was like, you know what? I really want to do this eBay and build this up. So, and then I quit and have been selling ever since.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah.
We like to hear these stories. Were you an entrepreneur ever in your life before? Were your parents?
They have their own business, their own family business. So I help out there when I can different times during the week. And I really started off with like the sports cards, and me and my cousin really started off on the eBay side doing that and buying them. And of course, this was back before. This is like the money order days. Send in a money order. I get the sports cards in. I was really excited. So that's when it really started, I think, with eBay and selling and buying. So
that's an interesting optic, Griff. In the old days when they were sending money orders, he got to actually see something in his hand.
Right.
Exactly. Now it's just a figure in our bank account, right?
And I'm fine with that.
And I am too. But you know what I mean. I mean, he had those things right in his hand and they were young. How old were you at that time?
I think I was like 15 years old at the time.
But of course you sold on your mother's account because 15 year olds aren't allowed to.
Well, of course, exactly. that you don't even have to ask.
No,
that question,
really.
Right?
Tell me. So.
Well, I had a question, which is, I know that when everything's going great, but what, you know, what's a common issue you have even with your customers that, when you're selling apparel, athletic apparel, is there something that, you know, you have to kind of be on the lookout for, is it fit? Is it condition? Is it size? What do you see?
No really conditions when it comes to the shoe part. I think when I'm showing as many photos as possible, the clothing part, especially with like used clothing here and there, just make sure all of the maybe little marks or cuts or things that, you know, some little things that happened at the time. But when it's brand new with the tags on clothing and shoes, I really don't get a lot of, I guess, returns or people that have issues with it. So
that's
what I kind of like about it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's very good. Because I know that even with measurements, I sell a lot of men's shirts, even with measurements indicated, someone will buy the shirt and say, I want to return it. It doesn't fit. And I always take it back. But
they could have gained 6 pounds.
From the time they bought it to the time they received it.
Well, you know, things happen to people. Or they may think they're that size, but they haven't been paying attention to the mirror. Exactly.
And far be it from me to indicate that to any customer. Hey, you're fatter than you think you are.
Exactly. We don't want to do that.
No.
So what are your plans for the future, Glenn? Just to keep growing your eBay business?
Definitely want to grow my eBay business, but also just get into more helping others that have, you know, very similar questions and how to start on eBay. And I've had a lot of people that are just struggling with student loans like the way that I was. So I really want to help out those people the most, that if you can make an extra $250, $300 a month and help out with the loans from eBay sales and profit from that, then I think that's headed in the right direction. You can really build off your eBay business from that. So that's really what I want to do, is help others struggling with the loans.
So that would be your Hustler Hacks website, right?
Yes, and the channel and maybe individual help as well. So,
well, you know, can I ask your, I never do this, can I ask your age? You don't have to tell me.
I'm 32.
Oh, young man.
He's a youngster.
Okay, he's a youngster.
Youngsters can be successful.
Hey, Glenn, come back on the show again, will you?
Oh, sure, totally.
Thanks,
Living, and continued success to you. This segment was brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. Up next, it's time for your calls, 888-723-4630. When we return with more of eBay Radio.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.